Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You may have noticed an increase in hospital and other healthcare facility construction since the state did away with the requirement that these companies must first apply for and receive a certificate of need. Our next guest's company is doing the same with a $300 million expansion currently underway. Jeff Wilson is president of Trident Health and CEO of Trident Medical Center, and he's joining us by phone now from his office in Charleston. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate being here.
So first of all, tell us more about Trident.
Well, Trident Health is a comprehensive community health system in Charleston, South Carolina. We have two hospitals, we have a freestanding behavioral health facility, and we have four freestanding emergency departments.
Okay, and so I know you're relatively new here to this position. Has your previous position had any experience with what we called here in South Carolina a certificate of need?
Yes, I'm new to South Carolina, been here about 4 months. I actually started my healthcare career in Commonwealth of Virginia, and there was a certificate of need program in that state as well. And when I transitioned to South Carolina, the certificate of need law has been repealed. That goes into effect in 2027.
Here in this state, all of a sudden, we've been seeing lots of construction of new hospitals, hospital annexes, et cetera. And you guys are doing the same. Tell us about that.
Yes. First of all, South Carolina is growing. More individuals are excited about the opportunities to move to South Carolina and Charleston specifically. And with kind of more people comes more healthcare needs. And so it is our goal to size and scale to meet the needs, the healthcare needs of our community. And so we've been doing that through a variety of expansion plans to include the new behavioral health hospital, new freestanding emergency departments, and then facility expansions at both Somerville Medical Center and at Trident Medical Center. In all of those areas, we are either building de novo, kind of ground up new facilities, or we are expanding, adding another floor to the hospital and opening up additional med-surg beds, or expanding our OR suites, or expanding our inpatient rehab capabilities. All of those are part of that $300 million expansion plan that has been ongoing.
And now we've talked on this show with individuals and organizations about the nursing shortage in our state and probably all over the country, the doctor shortage. Now, all of this new construction, how is that going to jibe with the shortages here that everybody says that they have? Will you be able to staff these places?
Yeah, well, Mike, you're exactly correct. There are shortages both locally and nationally in terms of healthcare providers. And one of the things that Trident has done is we have partnered with our local nursing programs to create opportunities for nursing students to work and gain clinical experience while they're at our campuses. We've also supported scholarship programs and other ways to incentivize individuals to come into the nursing workforce. And then we're also a graduate medical education site. So currently at Trident, we have around 150 physicians who are continuing their medical education and becoming specialized in a variety of different physician specialties at Trident. So we are doing our part to help grow the healthcare workforce of the future so that as we expand our physical plant, our buildings, and our programs to meet the needs of Charlestonians and individuals who live in the Lowcountry, we'll have the healthcare providers to actually deliver that one-on-one personal care.
But all the healthcare providers are expanding. So is this unleashing a Wild West type of competition?
Well, it is a different environment that we'll be operating in 2027 and beyond than we currently operate in today. And my most recent position was in Texas. There is not a CON in that state. And so organizations do have the ability to expand without requesting the approval of the certificate of need from the state. But I will say, you know, as a healthcare leader, I do want to grow services to meet the needs of patients, but I also have to do that in a fiscally responsible way.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
I really appreciate you having me on your program.
Jeff Wilson is president of Trident Health and CEO of Trident Medical Center. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to his organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.